Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now if we just
for His works toward men. Now if we just
Dr. Cassandra McDonald, I'm telling you, just praising the Lord. And he, when he says new mercies, I see daily there are new mercies that he continuously give us that I see. Woke up this morning, email, incredible miracle mercy. And it's so interesting, the tender care of God our Father. I love how he just takes care of us. Again, let me tell you, this is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with It's a Mind Thing. Yeah, and just praising and worshiping God with Caring and Sharing Ministries. It's an awesome thing to serve an incredible God that we have. Just totally awesome. And I was saying, as the mercies that he gives us daily, when you seek him, he says, seek me early and you shall find me. But just continually seeing that he is on it, and the care that he gives us is phenomenal. I love his tender mercies and his grace. And now he knows how much you can bear. I had someone say to me once, well, obviously God doesn't know how much I can bear. I'm not handling this. I'm not doing it. I'm thinking, look, am I talking to a ghost or are you alive? So you may not be getting through it the way you would like to get through it, but you're getting through it. Because God is a God of promises. God is a faithful God. God is a God that does not lie. He does not, and he cannot. And that's why he tells us to trust in him with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding. He's an incredible, incredible God. What he's doing for us right now is just phenomenal. And that's waking us up each day, keeping us each day just like that he would. I love the way that he loves me. It's just amazing, the care. And you have to, you know, see beyond that moment. Have eyes of faith. Have eyes that don't look right now. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. That's how we have to live. It says we walk by faith and not by sight. If you can do that, then you will see the wonder workings of our Lord. Which brings us to our subject, is we'll seek a word from the Lord. Our general subject for the year is Thy Will on Earth as It Is in Heaven in 2017. And we're using the Lord's Prayer as our scripture reference for the, now this is the last week of March, so we've been working on Hallowed Be Your Name, and Sunday will be Your Kingdom Come. And God just gave me a message for that early this morning as I was awakening and just thanking him for the day. But right now we're still on Hallowed Be Thy Name. So my verse is on Seek a Word from the Lord. Now, if you look on Facebook, you see my little one-sheeter that I have each week. And not friend me, and then, you know, say yay. And the little image that I have on it says, those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good things. And that's taken from Psalm 34:10. God really wants us to take his word literally. I mean, believe it specifically for what it says. It says, those who seek the Lord shall not lack anything. I had a situation this week was just, to me, just a phenomenal way that God works and how we have to keep our ears and our tune to see what God wants us to do. And I had a situation where I had just looked on, someone had sent me the info to look on Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, about this, because, you know, you don't know if you do know, I have a school for autism, and I believe God can heal anything. And this little boy was doing fine until he was about 2, then the autism disorder hit him. He stopped talking, stopped looking in the eye, those typical things that come up. And by 5, he was just not relating, not just all the delays, everything was there. But then he had an experience with the Lord. And he said an angel came to him and took him away, and he took his iPad that he couldn't read or write, didn't communicate. And all of a sudden, he started writing in sentences, large, big words, integrating. And his mother saying, how can you do this? He says, well, an angel took me away, and each night God trains me. And he teaches me phonetically. He could write stuff out like that at 5. Now, you know that's just a miracle of the Lord. So I was sharing it with someone that I was talking to because they had mentioned, none of you mentioned that to me today, because I just had this experience of watching Sid at Roth today. And they said that person was in a coma and from an aneurysm. And when they came out speaking this old ancient language.
And right away, I did not catch it. And I went, well, God can do anything. He spoke to this young man. And then after I spoke for a while, I thought, oh, my goodness, he downpoured his spirit with her. She's speaking in tongues. That's what she's doing. So I began to explain to them, expound to them about the Holy Spirit and how this is the evidence that we have it. It's more than a good feeling. It's evidence that we have according to the scriptures. So I start quoting the scriptures, not giving my explanation. I said, just read the scriptures. And at 19th chapter of Acts, it says, have you received the gift? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, well, we haven't so much as even heard of it. And they said, well, how were you baptized? And I'll read it so that I can quote it specifically. It's the 19th chapter of Acts. And he said unto them, have you, and this is the second verse, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be. Oh, I only have a short radio program. So I must have not pushed the 15-minute mark. So I'll be back with the second half of this message. Oh, my goodness. Well, bless you. I've got 90 seconds, and I'm going to read you this. And you be blessed and know that seek the Lord. He shall be found. And my point is in sharing the story with this person, they've always been a God seeker, and they've always loved the Lord. So do that and allow God to bless you in Jesus' name.